Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm June Sims. On the program today, we hear about a new album from jazz musician Esperanza Spalding. We also talk to a relationship expert. But first, a report about a new movie that millions of book fans are hungry for.
Katniss Everdeen, the girl on fire!
The book The Hunger Games became an international bestseller following its release in 2008. It was the first in a three-book series. The Hunger Games appeared on the New York Times bestsellers list for almost 2 years. Currently, there are more than 23 million copies in print in the United States alone. Now, the book has been made into a movie, which opens on Friday. Faith Lapidus has more.
More than 15 million tickets to The Hunger Games were sold before the film even opened. And the ticket sales website Fandango says The Hunger Games has become its top-selling movie opener of all time. It says that by the middle of the week, more than 2,000 showtimes were sold out. The film stars the Oscar-nominated actor Jennifer Lawrence as Katniss Everdeen. She lives in a dark future world where some children are forced to kill or be killed in a competition called the Hunger Games. Katniss volunteers to take the place of her younger sister, who had been chosen for the deadly event.
I volunteer as tribute!
What did you say to your sister when you volunteered at the reaping?
I told her that I would try to win for her.
And try you will.
Jennifer Lawrence admits she had some concerns about playing Katniss, a part she knew would change her life.
She's this incredible character and this incredible story for our generation. Personally, I was nervous, obviously, because I knew that everything would change. I didn't know what would change and if I would like it or dislike it, but I knew that it would never go back to normal again.
The actor thinks she will play Katniss in the two other movies planned for the Hunger Games series. Suzanne Collins wrote all three books and the movie version of The Hunger Games. She recently wrote a letter to readers that appeared on the website of publisher Scholastic. She noted that she is pleased with how the film came out. I feel like the book and the film are individual yet complementary pieces, she said. Suzanne Collins also said that movie director Gary Ross was true to the book version, but she said he was also able to provide a rich and powerful new look into the future she created.
This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something she thought she couldn't make it through. Yeah.
Debbie Rubenfeld has been giving a lot of thought to a couple of people who sent problems to our relationship blog. Ms. Rubenfeld is a licensed clinical social worker in the Washington, D.C. area. We spoke with her briefly last week, and today we share more of her guidance for two young women, one an 18-year-old Russian, the other 25 and from Brazil. Both women reported that their boyfriends were unkind. One wrote that her boyfriend treated her as if she did not matter. The other expressed a sense of being used for sex. She wrote, "My love was trampled under his foot." Now, both women find it difficult to break away from the former relationships and move forward. Debbie Rubenfeld says they need to build belief and trust in themselves.
Lingering attachments to unkind men can suggest a lack of confidence in one's own ability to read a situation correctly. It isn't that you aren't reading a situation correctly, it's that you don't trust that you are.
Ms. Rubenfeld says there is a simple way to start to build one's confidence. Try something new.
It can be as simple as listening to a new piece of music every day or trying a new yoga or exercise class, seeing a play. Trying new activities, even once, builds confidence.
More confidence could help these women choose new and healthier relationships.
We move towards what we know. So we really have to learn how to move towards something we don't know.
But while that advice may be simple, carrying it out is not necessarily easy, especially when emotions are low. Depression can cause a feeling of extreme tiredness, even pain, which makes it harder to get up and out. But even making a small move could help these two women begin to recover.
Physical movement, just moving, opens up different systems in your brain that help to re-regulate you emotionally.
We hope this helps our letter writers from Brazil and Russia, and we hope the two women will let us know of their progress. They and you are invited to post to our relationship blog at voaspecialenglish.com. And if you have a relationship problem, please send it to mosaic@voaspecialenglish.com. Type relationship in the subject line. And please tell us your age, sex, and country. The surprise winner last year of the Best New Artist Grammy has released another record album. Radio Music Society is the fourth album from jazz artist Esperanza Spalding. It is the second in a series that began 2 years ago with Chamber Music Society. Shirley Griffith has more about the performer and her new album.
Esperanza Spalding does more than play bass. She also is an excellent singer. At the Academy Awards last month, she showed millions just how good she is. She performed during part of the show that honored actors who died in the past year. She performed the classic Louis Armstrong song, "What a Wonderful World."
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue. Day, the dark, sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
The new album, Radio Music Society, is part of a series that began with Chamber Music Society, an album released in 2010. Esperanza Spalding says, the idea for Radio Music Society came partly from her concern that too few people are familiar with jazz. She told a reporter that Radio Music Society is an attempt to showcase jazz that might get played on the radio. She said people deserve and want the chance to hear many kinds of music. Here she performs Radio Song from her new album.
Right now you need it, driving yourself through the hard times. traffic won't speed up, so you turn the radio on. But it's the same old stuff that just makes you young. Well, somehow he feels it in the DJ at the station. Start to play this song. Now you can't help singing along, even though you never heard it. You keep singing it wrong. This song will keep you grooving. Play it till it just feels.
So glad you hear it.
God is speaking to you.
That's what they do.
This song's the one.
Esperanza Spalding helped make videos for many of the songs on Radio Music Society. One of them opens with a black father walking his two sons home from school. He discovers that the study of African history and culture at their school is lacking. Here is the song, Black Gold.
Hold your head as high as you can, high enough to see who you are, little man. Life sometimes is cold and cruel, maybe no one else will tell you, so remember that you are black gold, black gold.
Esperanza Spalding is from Portland, Oregon. She wrote a song for her hometown. We leave you with City of Roses from Radio Music Society.
Streets lined with red brick and green branches. Wooden rainy days that might seem bleak. A rain is the paint that makes the land lush and the folks unique. City parks, wild berries and the bridges. Rolling river bringing good to and from the sea. A mountain hooded in snow, silently watching over.
June Sims. This program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.
Down along the river, weekend market. On sunny Saturdays, the waterfront comes alive with street vendors and hippies that keep a hemp sack flying. All the people you could wish for or imagine. From the farmer in the city selling fresh green. Musician husband to make sure that they're thriving. Jesse.